Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
About car theft. Summer is approaching and the theft of automobiles increases significantly during the summer months. And Pam Oates, the author of Car Care for the Clueless, will be along to tell us about that story. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to do a little restoration talk with Don Jones from the Old Car Guys. And we're going to be talking about, in particular, looking at the frame of your vehicle if you're in the midst of a restoration project. A little later on in the broadcast, we're going to play some highlights from today's Greenwich Concours Elegance up in Greenwich, Connecticut, and Wayne Carini, the host of Chasing Classic Cars from Velocity Television, will be along. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email is available to you throughout the show, throughout the week, anytime. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And I promise, in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to throw out a trivia question just to test your automotive trivia knowledge. But right now, we go to Chicago and welcome the publisher of Consumer Guide. It's my pleasure to welcome back one of our regular contributors, Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How's the weather in Chicago and greater Chicago area today?
It is surprisingly chilly and brisk. It's a little drizzly, a little cold, and very windy.
Oh, boy. I know up in Connecticut where they held the Greenwich Concours over the last 2 days, it was very sunny yesterday, but today just knocking on the edge of getting rain. So lots of diverse weather out there, and certainly lots of diverse automobiles have filtered through the team at Consumer Guide Automotive in the last few weeks. In the course of a given year, Tom, how many vehicles do you guys evaluate?
We try to get at least 150 through the office. And then because our local rallies, our local media association, the Midwest Automotive Media Association, puts on such large and effective rallies, we get through another 20 or 30 cars each at those events.
Oh, that's great. So you really get an opportunity to sample a lot of product. And we're going to be talking about some of these test drives throughout this hour. And if you're in the market, by the way, if you're in the market, any of our listeners out there joining us, and you would like some advice from Tom, perhaps you're looking at a family car, or perhaps you're looking at a hybrid vehicle, perhaps you're looking for a wagon. There aren't too many wagons out there. That's going to be one of the first vehicles we're going to talk about right off the bat here with Tom. And you'd like some free advice, the telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And in honor of this first vehicle that we're going to be talking about, which is a Volkswagen, a 2015 Volkswagen Golf Sportwagon TSI, let's go back into the 1970s. There was a sporty Volkswagen named after a desert wind. Yes, what was the name of that sporty Volkswagen that was named after a desert wind? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And we are live all across North America and around the world. So don't be a stranger. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, you love wagons. I have an affinity for wagons as well. And it's too bad that so many manufacturers have pulled wagons away from America. They're still very popular in Europe, and many of us, including you and I, hope that they make a resurgence back here in the States.
Yeah, I really do. I think that the wagon is just such a useful form of vehicle, and you know, they've been displaced so incompletely by crossovers and compact crossovers that no one looks at them anymore, but they offer a level of practicality and slightly better fuel efficiency than a lot of people realize, I think.
They certainly do. I mean, case in point, this vehicle that you just recently had the opportunity to pass through the office, the 2015 Golf Sport Wagon TSI. This TSI engine from Volkswagen is an extremely fuel-efficient power plant. Tell our listeners all about it.
Yeah, it's an interesting engine. I think a lot of listeners are familiar with the Volkswagen 2.0T. That's their 2-liter turbocharged engine. But in the last couple of years, what Volkswagen has done is taken that engine upscale a little bit. So depending on the application, that's now good for 210 horsepower or so. And they've developed the new 1.8-liter engine, which is their base engine in most vehicles. And that replaces the old 2.5-liter 5-cylinder engine, which was a torquey engine and kind of a lot of fun to drive, but didn't really get the great mileage. So now we have this 1.8 liter T, little turbo, making about the same horsepower as the bigger 5-cylinder, likes to rev a little bit better, returns much better fuel economy.
And this vehicle really is fun to drive.
Oh, it's a delight.
And certainly when you look at the interior accommodations, this kind of varies from Volkswagen to Volkswagen as I get in and out of them here in my local press fleet down in Florida. It seems like certain Volkswagens have much better interior trim than others. It looks like they've de-contented a few to get the price down. But when it comes to the Golf, this is definitely a very, as you guys say, classy cabin.
Yeah, it really is. And this distinction they now make between the Golf and the Jetta is interesting. The Jetta is really now somewhat downscale of the Golf, and they've moved the wagon, the sport wagon, from the Jetta family to the Golf family now that there is this distinction. And the interior is surprisingly pleasant. It really, when you're in the car, you actually sort of get a sense that, yeah, this company also builds Audis.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. When you look at the EPA fuel economies numbers on this vehicle, 25 miles per gallon, city 36 highway, and a combined 29 miles per gallon, that's pretty decent. And also when you look at the price, I mean, price as tested for this sport wagon, $22,215, that's a good value.
Yeah, and that's really my favorite number here. We got almost 28 miles per gallon, or a little bit over 28 miles per gallon with three people driving around Chicago. But it's the under $23,000 number that really gets my attention, simply because this car was equipped. There's nothing I really wanted. There's all sorts of stuff you could add. You could add leather if you wanted to. There's a lot of things that I think a lot of people might want in the car, but this is a completely acceptable base car at a little over $22,000 that didn't scream for anything, and it was remarkably refined.
Let's move on to another vehicle that you guys recently drove. This is from Toyota. It's the top-of-the-line Toyota sedan. It's the Avalon in XLE trim, which is, again, the higher end of the spectrum, the touring model. How did you guys find this vehicle? It's number one, it's a pretty large vehicle. Matter of fact, it's classified as a large car.
Yeah, and we consider it a large car, and we consider its competition to be the Impala and the Chrysler 300 and the Dodge Charger. And we're big fans of the Avalon. It is not, you know, of all the vehicles in this class, it's probably the least dynamically satisfying. It's really oriented more towards isolated driving, and I think it does that very well. It is a quiet, smooth-riding vehicle with a very nice interior that happens to get pretty good fuel economy.
When we come back, we'll talk about the fuel economy, and we'll talk about some comparisons to some of the other vehicles in the same class. Again, we got a trivia question out there going back into the 70s. The Volkswagen sporty vehicle three-door hatch named after a desert wind. It's an easy one. 855-660-4261.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Don't get that easy trivia question out there. A number of people chimed in. No one has gotten it right yet, but whoever comes up with the answer will in fact, get two prizes right off the bat, something from the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy and Company, as well as we'll get you some samples of the Wash Drops product, a new way, an innovative way, a environmentally friendly way to wash your vehicle. And it's going back into the 1970s. This was a three-door Volkswagen, a little sport coupe, and it was known in its day as being a sporty car named after a desert wind. The telephone, 855-660-4261. Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, is with us live here on the broadcast as we're talking about a bunch of new cars, and we're also going to be talking about some other interesting stories that that Tom has written in recent times. But we left off talking about the Toyota Avalon, which the folks at Consumer Guide Automotive had the opportunity to take out and drive and run it through its paces. And, Tom, you mentioned the engine. This is a V6 engine, 3.5 liters, and I believe hooked to a, is it a six-speed automatic?
Yeah, six-speed auto, yeah. And Toyota, this is the only drivetrain Toyota offers in the Avalon, unlike the Impala or the Chrysler 300, which can be ordered with a number of different powertrains. Toyota is content to offer just the 3.5 and the six-speed auto, and it's a honey of a drivetrain. Very smooth, works well together, and fuel economy is decent too, given the size and power of the vehicle. We saw about 22 miles per gallon, and again, this is driving around Chicago, so we tend not to get that close to the combined number just because of all the stop and go we do.
Sure, that makes sense. Price on this vehicle, again, this is the higher end of the Avalon line. Base price is $36,080, not including the $825 destination charge. It only had one option, and that's floor and trunk mat, $225. Its price is tested, $37,130. How would you compare the Avalon versus some of the other players in the mix, like you mentioned, the Impala? How would you rate this versus the Impala versus some of the other competitors?
Yeah, I think the Avalon plays a really interesting position in that it's probably the least fun to drive, and I think it's the most dedicated to isolation and just general comfort. It has about the best rear seat room, though the Impala does very well in that class, but it probably rides the best. It's probably the quiet. I think the Impala goes for a slightly flashier disposition. It's a little bit more sharply styled. The interior is just a little bit more chromey, and the handling, I think, of the Impala is just a little bit sharper too.
Yeah, I would agree. Absolutely. We got a bunch of people wanting to chime in on the trivia question. Let's go first to Jeff joining us on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you very much for hanging in there. How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. What do you think? What was the name of that Volkswagen, the sporty Volkswagen from the 1970s named after a desert wind?
I'm going to say it was a Scirocco.
Very good. A knowledgeable car guy, Tom.
Absolutely. And just congratulations as the past owner of a Scirocco. I commend you on knowing that.
Very good. What's your favorite new vehicle out there, Jeff? If someone was going to buy you that, or if you won the lottery and you were going to treat yourself, what vehicle would you select?
I'll tell you, the 15 Mustang's really kind of growing on me. I didn't think I liked it at first, but I'd go for a Shelby.
Oh, the upcoming Shelby, which I believe is going to be priced at about $48,000, $49,000 base, so competitive with some of the other vehicles in the same class. Good choice, and I agree with you. I haven't driven the 15 Mustang yet, but I'm beginning to see more and more on the road, and it is also growing on me. How about yourself, Tom? Have you been behind the wheel of the 15 Mustang?
Limited time only. I just spent about 20 minutes behind the wheel of the 15 convertible with a 2.3-liter EcoBoost engine and automatic, and I found that to be a very likable vehicle. All sorts of power. The convertible is now a little bit more flex-free than the old version was, a little bit more upscale, and the interior is very nice, but the handling is fantastic. I really like that car.
That's great. Jeff, what about in the realm of classic cars? Do you have a favorite older vehicle that you'd like to own as well?
Well, I'm partial to mid-60s Ford. I like the 66, 67 Fairlanes, the big Galaxy, stuff like that. You know, if I had one 427, I'd be a happy guy.
Yeah, these days, those go for a lot of money. You're absolutely right. We'll hang on the line for John, and we'll get all your information. Also, give him the make, year, and model of your vehicle, and you'll get the first two prizes right off the bat, but we'll also get you a Haynes manual down the road for whatever vehicle you would like. And thanks for listening there on KXEL. We want to thank all of our great affiliate stations and, of course, everybody listening around the world via the Internet at GCNLive.com. Before we move on to our next new car to talk about, Tom, let's talk a little bit about Consumer Guide and all the cool things that can be found 100% free online.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the chance to chat a little bit about home base here. Consumer Guide's been around since 1967. We were famous for a while for our print publications that went monthly sometime in the 70s. But now we're committed to our online content. We're at consumerguide.com. That's all of our new car and used car reviews. We have used car reviews going back to 1990. And then we're at the CG Daily Drive blog. That's where we like to have some fun. Our most recent reviews show up there, too, as well as all sorts of stuff about road trips and cars we remember and collections of cars from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We try to have some fun at the blog.
You certainly do. And these test drives are just fantastic. Here's another one we'll get into right now. This is a new Acura. This is the small Acura. I drove one last year. Haven't been in the 2016 variant. It's called the ILX. And this particular model has an interesting sub name. It's called the Acura Watch Plus. I got to hear about that. This is kind of a premium compact car from the Acura brand. Tell us about this Acura Watch package, Tom.
Yeah, Acura Watch turns out to be the second from the bottom car, so it's still on the affordable side of this particular lineup. Acura Watch Plus, I should say, comes in just under $30,000. Gets you most of the amenities you might expect in sort of an entry-level luxury car. What we don't have yet is the big sunroof and nav and some of the safety features that are popular right now. But I think that most people might be able to get away with this if you're looking for an entry-level luxury car. The big news this year is that the 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine replaces the old 1.8-liter four, giving us, I think, the power people expect in this class.
A little bit more oomph in what is undoubtedly a very competitive segment. There are an awful lot of vehicles in this particular area of premium compact car. I mean, it runs the gamut. You can get all kinds of different brands competing in this particular realm. Let's talk about some of the... Looks like we're up against a break here. I'm not looking at what I'm doing.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Yes, it is, and we are joined by one of our regular contributors, the publisher of Consumer Guide, Mr. Tom Appel, and we're running down some of the vehicles that have gone through the Consumer Guide garage in recent times, including the 2016 Acura ILX, and this vehicle looks like it performed well in your testing. Taking a look at some of the notes by members of your team, you guys were particularly impressed by the layout, of the available features, the quietness, and the handling. On the negative side of the fence, the transmission caused some headaches. Tell us about the transmission.
Yeah, this is Honda's new 8-speed dual-clutch automatic transmission that's mated to a number of four-cylinder engines. It's one of the transmissions you can now find in the new midsize TLX. And underway, especially on the highway or emerging and passing, it snicks off some really impressively click, clean shifts, and it sounds great in the process, or the engine sounds great working that transmission. But at low speeds, there's some funky behavior that I think some people might find unnerving. Cruising around at 5-10 miles an hour in slow traffic, you're going to hear shifts and feel shifts that you don't think are necessary, and can be a little bit more abrupt and perhaps more felt than they should be.
One of the things that I like to remind my listeners and generally folks when they write me via email is, you know, there are so many choices out there today. Tom, as you and I both well know, there are just so many different vehicles, so many different manufacturers, so many different models. And a lot of people haven't been in a new vehicle. They've held on to their older vehicle for quite some time. And you really got to throw away a lot of the preconceived notions that you might have had about a brand 10 years ago. For example, let's say Kia or Hyundai. You know, don't think of the Kias of 2004 versus the Kias of 2014, 2015. And across the board, and it even translates to some of the luxury brands as well, people really need to set aside some of those preconceived notions.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think that, especially when we talk about Honda and Kia, I think that's one situation where there's still, surprisingly, people out there who think that those might not be fully competitive with other makes, and that's just dead wrong. Additionally, I hear people who don't want to consider a Cadillac, for example, because they think that the interiors are still sort of cheap relative to the competition. And while that might have been the case 15 or 20 years now, there are situations where Cadillac interiors are, in fact, the best in class. And I think that that's the sort of thing that dies hard. But shoppers, yeah, they need to sort of unlearn what they used to know. And I think that's true, too, when we talk about things like transmission behavior, too. People who haven't been in a car 5 or 6 years might not be familiar with how a CVT or a double-clutch transmission feels or operates. And I think that they're gonna want to spend time with a vehicle. They're really going to want to spend some test drive time with the vehicle and get to know it and see if they want to live with that.
That's so true, so well said. Let's move on to another vehicle that you guys got a brief look at. Ricotta wrote this piece on the 2016 Volvo XC90. This is its first redesign since its 2002 introduction. So this is a vehicle that in first generation form really ran for an extremely long period of time. And when I look at the design of the new XC90, Volvos have always been somewhat boxy, and this one retains the boxiness but gets a little sleeker at the same time.
Yeah, it really does, and it's so much less complicated now, too. In that long, long run since introduction, it's had so many different turbocharged 5-cylinder, turbocharged 6-cylinder V8 engines under the hood, and now there's just the one engine that they're launching with, and that's their new T6 turbocharged and supercharged 4. Which simplifies things a great deal in terms of what shoppers have to know when they're looking at the vehicle, and does improve fuel economy, too.
Volvo has really embraced the four-cylinder engine, of course. Many folks don't realize that Volvo's parent company is actually a Chinese company.
Yeah, I think the Geely story kind of getting lost, but that's fine. I don't know that consumers need to spend a lot of time worrying about that. Volvo does maintain headquarters in Sweden, and they are looking to produce vehicles in the U.S. I guess they've just signed on to go ahead and produce up to 100,000 vehicles a year in the U.S., which is incredibly optimistic, given that their U.S. sales are about half that right now, but we're rooting for them. But yeah, Chinese-owned company, a Chinese-owned Swedish company building cars in the U.S.
And this vehicle is available in a hybrid configuration. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they're going to call that the T8 powertrain, and that's going to be a plug-in hybrid that will travel some distance on electric power alone or mostly electric power alone, and then act like a conventional hybrid using both the four-cylinder engine and electric motors to move the car.
Let's throw out a trivia question here. This one is not that hard. This is the Subaru sports car that had what I call the window in the window. It was a movable window within a fixed window in a vehicle that was sold during the 1990s. It was, rather striking for its day. let's put it that way. What was the name of this Subaru that had the window within the window, this sporty Subaru from the 1990s, and the number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You've got a great story up there that I love the stories that you write about automobiles and stories from the past, and this is a great story from 1972. You call it Easy to Park, the 10 shortest cars of 1972. What a great idea for a story first.
Yeah, I wanted to do. I had devoted four separate blog posts to the longest vehicles of the 70s. So I wanted to take things the other direction. And in full disclosure, these are the 10 shortest vehicles of the 70s as recorded, or I'm sorry, as driven and reviewed by Consumer Guide Automotive. So there are a couple of shorter vehicles that I didn't get to on this list, including the Honda 600. But these are the ones that we knew the most about.
Let's take a look at some of the ones that you've got here on the list, and a lot of these are long forgotten. The Datsun 1200, which was a coupe, at 150.8 inches, and you don't see many of those around today, Tom.
No, actually, in doing the story, I cannot tell you that I've ever seen one of these. This is just right on the edge of the acceptance of Japanese cars by American shoppers, and it's funny to see this with hubcaps and a surprising amount of chrome.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, for American tastes of the day, they figured they had to chrome them up. Here's one from Dodge, but this was not indeed an American-made product at 159.8 inches and a weight of only 1,918 pounds. That 72 Dodge Colt.
Yeah, the Dodge Colt's such an interesting vehicle. Chrysler was really one of the first American companies to embrace the concept of the captive import, where they would badge a foreign product as their own, and there was the Dodge Colt, and often a version of another Mitsubishi, the Plymouth Cricket, showed up sometimes on Plymouth lots.
That's true. And here's another one. This brand is back in full force here in the U.S. back in 1972. They offered the Fiat 124 at 159.8 inches in length, and this vehicle was hardly what I would call striking when you think of Italian vehicles.
Yeah, it's got a strangely upright look to it, and prophetically, it looks a little bit Soviet Union, because this vehicle would prove to be the roots for so many Russian-built products later. Or Russian and Soviet satellite-built products, I should say.
Very good. The Volkswagen folks were still selling the original Beetle back then, and if you bought the Super Beetle, came in at 160.6 inches, weighing 1,998 pounds. We're going to have more short vehicles from 72 around the bend, and also more new vehicles from 2015 and beyond, as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America. Don't go away.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now.
now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, ConsumerGuide.com. That's the place to go and to read all of these cool stories that we've been talking about, including this is a really cool story that Tom put together. It's called Easy to Park, and Tom put together a list of vehicles at Consumer Guide tested back in the year 1972, the 10 shortest cars of 1972. And so far we've listed the Datsun 1200 Coupe, the Dodge Colt, the Fiat 124, Volkswagen Super Beetle. Now we're up to the AMC Gremlin at 161.3 inches. I remember there was a high school teacher on the street that I grew up in Needham, Massachusetts, that had one of these in this purple color that you would display in this article. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's a great color. This would also be the first American-built vehicle on this list, the Pride of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Very cool. Here's a German entry, Opel's 1900 at 162.4 inches. Not a bad styled vehicle, considering all things 1972.
No, I was just going to say that I think this is a good-looking vehicle.
And the Ford Pinto, surprisingly, at 160 inches. I know my dad had one in 1975 as kind of a work car and kept it just a couple of years. The Pinto's grew a little bit in length because of bumper regulations, but that was a pretty small car, pretty light car, too, at 2,074 pounds. Wow.
Yeah, that's a featherweight. It's funny how, the cars look so much heavier in 73 and 74 when the bumper regs kicked in, and they added a lot of length.
Yeah, they certainly did. 1972 Toyota Corolla at 2,195 pounds. And if you're an owner of a 2014 or 15 Corolla, you would be shocked to see a picture of this one.
Yeah, this doesn't look anything like, I think what people think of old Toyotas, they're probably going back as far as the mid-80s.
Yeah,
never mind.
Exactly. Here's a vehicle with German roots and was actually a very popular car. It was sold by Mercury, the Mercury Capri at 167.8 inches. It was kind of a cool car for its day.
Yeah, really interesting car. It was a sporty car, rear drive. And I think in 72 it was four-cylinder only, but it would soon be available with the first of the Cologne V6s, a 2.8-liter six that actually was surprisingly punchy.
That is absolutely true. Chevrolet Vega's made the list here at 160.9 inches, and boy, when I look at that picture of that Vega, it doesn't exactly conjure up great thoughts.
No, it's funny, too. Whatever that car was meant to be, it's just so completely obscured by our understanding now of just how unreliable that car was.
We want to congratulate Peter in Rochester, New York, who came up with the answer about the Subaru sports car with a window within the window. It was called the SVX, only made for a brief period of time. Let's go back to some of the new car reviews that you can find just by logging on to consumerguide.com. Tom and his team just do an outstanding job of giving you the insight and doing a lot of the legwork for you just by reading some of these reviews. You can cross some off the list. Here's a great preview. Ironically, right now, my test vehicle of the week is the 2015 Camaro SS. And it's interesting that they have kept this vehicle in the press fleet. I noticed that they've got huge incentives on this generation, the 2010 to 2015 generation Camaro, 0% financing for up to 70 months. And probably the folks at General Motors figured, well, let's see if we can get some additional press about this one before it's replaced by the all-new 2016 Camaro, which I understand John Beal from your team got an opportunity to check out up close and personal.
Yeah, they had an interesting launch out in Belle Isle 2 weeks ago where they rolled out the new car and had a festival including just hundreds of the old first-generation Camaros all in one place, and John also put together a gallery of some great 60s-looking Camaros, too. But they let people drive the cars, but only on the track and only with a chaperone in the passenger seat. So dynamic impressions are limited to basically smooth track operation, but John came away basically impressed. But I think the most interesting story here, too, is that this is going to be the second ever four-cylinder Camaro, at least in base trim. But unlike that version, which used a fuel-injected version of the Iron Duke, the 2.5-liter 4, the new one's going to make use of a 2-liter turbo that's good for about 275 horsepower.
Yep, so they're right up there competing almost, not quite horsepower-wise, with the 2.3-liter EcoBoost Mustang. It makes a lot of sense. And for all of us arrested adolescents, I'm very proud and glad to hear that I can officially announce that you can actually get the Corvette engine in the upcoming Camaro SS with a lovely 455 ponies. That's going to be a nice ride, and it will have cylinder deactivation in automatic, 8-speed automatic form. Should get some pretty decent fuel economy.
Yeah, and 300 pounds less weight, too. So
yeah,
just a much more efficient vehicle overall.
Another vehicle that you guys have driven recently is the Jeep Compass Latitude for 2015. This vehicle, from the front, looks like a mini Grand Cherokee, and certainly they've made an awful lot of improvements on the Compass. This is the best one to date, but still comes up short in a few departments.
Yeah, it does, despite some really big gains that they've made in improving the interior, especially interior materials. The competition has moved, too. And this is really sort of the entry-level area for Jeep. We have the Renegade coming in now, too, but we've already got the Cherokee out there. And there's just a lot of small Jeep products for people to choose from these days. And the Compass is one of them. The price points are interesting. I think, though, if you're looking for really kind of a classy suburban hauler, you might want to move up to the Cherokee and a much more modern product.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Here's a vehicle that, for whatever reason, when I was in Boston, I never got one for a week to test drive, and now I'm down in Florida. I have yet to be behind the wheel of a Veloster, and you guys got the hot Veloster, 2016 Hyundai Veloster Turbo Rally Edition. And this one is really tricked out with the black wheels and the whole deal. It starts at $23,425, including destination. How does this vehicle drive, Tom?
It's an interesting thing. I had driven an early version of the Turbo Veloster and didn't come away very impressed. The Turbo sort of gasping for breath and lacking mid-range punch. But this more recent version, I liked it a lot more. This is an early version of a 2016 Veloster, not on the road yet, and we don't have pricing for this Turbo Rally Edition package yet. But I think that if you're young and you're looking for something three-door and sporty, this might be the way to go. The pricing is good. It has very trendy matte paint that I think looks fantastic with the black wheels.
Yeah, definitely well done in this execution. Yeah, the matte paint, it's either a Grand Slam home run or I just don't like it. There's no in-between. But in this vehicle, it does look very, very, very good. There's no other way to say it. Let's talk about another vehicle that you guys have driven in recent times from all the editors at Consumer Guide Automotive had an opportunity to take a quick look at the Honda Pilot, which loses some of its truckiness for 2016.
Yeah, it's funny how manufacturers are either in the process of making their midsize crossovers more or less trucky, depending on where they were coming from. But the Pilot may have gone too far, at least according to the designers at Honda, so they've tried to de-truck it a little bit. But our guy Rick came back very impressed. This is very much an evolution, more than a revolution, in terms of just improving ride quality, interior space, and materials, and trying to keep things where the price points need to be. Big news, too, new Earth Dreams 3.5-liter V6 under the hood, good for improved fuel economy. And two transmissions, as I recall, a 6-speed and an 8-speed, depending on what trim level you're working with.
That's an interesting marketing move. Is it to do with weight? Is it to do with how heavy the vehicle is? Or what's the reasoning for two different transmissions?
That's a very good question. Actually, I had that wrong. It's a 6-speed or a 9-speed, not an 8-speed. Forgive me.
Oh, wow. As we continue to see more and more gears being added, 10 speeds, not that far around the corner. Ford has already announced that. Where do you think the automatic transmission speed game is going to end, or is it going to end?
I don't know. I think we're probably there. I can't see the value, and I don't know that manufacturers could see the value of going much beyond 10. We always hear these numbers about what the improvement is, and the move is usually comparing, you know, an 8-speed or a 7-speed to a 4 or a 5-speed, and they talk about improvements in the high single digits, 7-8% improvement in fuel economy. But the diminishing returns really start to accrue as you get to these higher numbers, and I don't know that you're going to see big improvements going from an 8-speed to a 10-speed.
I agree with you, Tom. We'll get you back with us real soon. Thanks for your time today.
Always a pleasure.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.